T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love it. People love Fridays. The music on this show on Fridays at 5 o'clock. That's going to be something special. Always is.
I do like it.
How could you not?
I don't know what the hell's going on, though.
That's part of the fun.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel about most things.
That's where we differ. I like a full understanding of things.
It's a football Friday here on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I saw on Omar Kelly's Twitter, Patrick Mahomes playing this weekend means that you don't get the Matt Moore versus Ryan Tannehill matchup that everybody in Miami wanted. You unfortunately get Patrick Mahomes versus Ryan Tannehill.
Matt Moore was balling now.
He really did. He really did for, two games, right?
Yeah.
He looked fine. Like, that's exactly what you wanted out of your backup quarterback. Because they were even throwing the ball deep.
Yes.
A lot of times, you know, you dumb it down a little bit. Like, yeah, he did exactly what it was.
About some beautiful. You saw the one to Tyreek Hill, the diving catch.
Yep.
That was nice. Travis Kelce,
like a touch long, but he still, it was close enough.
Yeah,
like perfect for a backup.
He looks a lot better when he has Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Damian Williams.
Yeah.
And Tannehill looks a little better out of Miami. It might correlate somewhere.
You see the talk about Deion Sanders to FSU as their head coach?
Yes.
Why do you say it like that?
I think it's a terrible idea for Deion.
Because?
Is he ready to really be a head coach, or does he want to be a figurehead? Because there's a big difference in saying, hey, I'm the head coach, I'm Deion, and sitting in those damn 14-hour meetings and driving around Florida and going in these kids' houses.
It's not like he doesn't know what it would take to be a college football head coach. I mean, he knows.
He's read about it.
No, but he experienced it.
No, he hasn't. He has not. You think Deion's put a 20-hour day in?
No. But I'm saying he saw it.
Yes.
Like, he played college football. He saw it.
And that's what I'm saying, Hawk. I played in college as well. I was going home. I was drinking Hennessy.
Right.
While Charlie Strong was still breaking down film.
But, like, you didn't realize that Charlie Strong was living at the facility? Like,
I knew they stayed. I knew when I got there, they were already there. When I left, they were still there. But now, as I know guys that have gotten to coaching, and I'm, you know, I coach now, so some guys are going off. Bro, it is 12 months.
I'm not arguing with you.
You're riding through the guts of Idaho to go to a city with 1,000 people in it to recruit a defensive tackle. Does Deion want to do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, he'd be a great figurehead head coach. There's no question about that.
Yes.
But then you got to get past that, like you say. Now you've got to become a real grinder head coach.
And would respected coordinators come coach under Deion? Like, if you were a Sarkisian, if you were, you know what I'm saying, like a
well,
respected
if he, sa- if he says to you, the offense is yours, the defense is yours, like, it might be more of an appeal for a coordinator.
But then you're going to have to step in, too. Because you're the head coach. If we go out there and score 6 points in a game, now Deion's yelling at me. And this is your first time ever coaching college. You know what? And I am a gigantic Deion. I think the first jersey I ever
Deion
got in my
Sanders
life was
is your
Deion.
Guy. I know this.
I love Deion. If I had to talk to Deion, I would say, Deion, really think about what this is going to take. I honestly feel that way. I don't think Deion wants to sign up for that.
This will change your life.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand why coaches, like, people that have a lot of money, that they've earned a lot of money, I don't understand why they ever want to go do something, especially at a high-profile level like that, FSU. Like, that's not a joke. I mean, you see what happened to Willie Taggart. Now, granted, he's got a nice payday out of it.
Yep. But to just go, and now Willie, just that stress. You see these coaches, how old they get?
Yeah.
See how bad they look. Even Manny.
You seen Lovie Smith? You seen that beard Lovie Smith has?
I'm telling you, Lovie's
he's Santa Claus.
He's aging in dog years. Lovie. I'm just saying that coaching is especially college, is extremely difficult. And you're the dad figure. NFL, I would be on more on board like Ed Reed. Ed Reed came out and said he wants to coach in the NFL.
Right.
I'm with that. That's strictly football. That's football. You have guys that
you're not surrogate dad.
Break the film down. Now I have to worry about if a kid's failing TV. You know what I'm saying? What's John do? What happened with John? Would I want to coach myself? I had to go to Zook's office for catching alligators.
Right.
I was releasing raccoons in the commons area. I was fighting every other weekend. I was balling. But Zook and Charlie Strong had to fight over who's going to deal with me. Do I want to deal with I don't want to deal with kids like that.
Do you think this is legit? You think it's legit, Solana? Or you think this is just something that's getting floated out there?
No, I think he wants to coach. Like, I think Dion thinks, yeah, I can be the man. Like, mm-hmm. I could run the ACC. I can bring FSU back to prominence.
Well, I'm sure what he thinks, too, is, hey, I can walk into any top recruit's house. I'm Dion Bleepin' Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the money. It must be the money. What was his song?
Must be the money.
Must be the money.
Yes.
Like, he could pull up and have the look. And, yeah, you're going to make, 16, 17-year-old kids. Yeah, they're going to want to go play for Coach Dion.
Does he, though? Like, does Dion?
I don't know.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm 25, and I know Dion Sanders, and I know he's a big deal. If he walked by me, I'd know who he was. But
I mean, if you ball, you get the call.
Huh?
No? You don't know that?
No.
NFL Network? If you ball, you get the call?
No.
You don't even know that?
No.
But on Sundays,
FaceTime, right?
Yeah, on Sundays, after the games, on NFL Network, Deion Sanders calls whoever balled out that Sunday on FaceTime, and they put it on NFL Network. If you ball, you get the call.
Nope.
No? All right. Well, maybe Deion Sanders walking into your living room ain't going to work.
I don't think like 16, 17-year-olds now even really care about Deion Sanders.
I think their parents would, but Solana, you make a great point.
How old is he now?
Deion got to be 50.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, 50-something.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, you know I guess you're right.
Does Deion walk in high schools right now? Are kids still talking about Deion? Like, who is a cornerback in high school right now say they are? Because I know my kids talk about Patrick Peterson.
Right.
They might know of Deion Sanders.
Oh, they'll know Deion Sanders' name, no question. My kid who's 15, like, they play Legends whatever on
Right. Like, I know of Isaiah Thomas, but do I truly understand how big of a guy Isaiah Thomas was, how big the Jordan Isaiah Thomas beef was? Like, that doesn't, relate to me.
Yeah, I think we're being old right now.
I think you might be right, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Deion Sanders would have the kind of...
But he thinks he does. Like, you're right, Hawk. He definitely thinks. I'm Deion.
Oh,
right?
No question. I think he would think that his biggest attribute is, I will walk into any 5-star recruit kid's house and they will sign on the line, which is dotted, before I walk out of there.
And I think that would be his strength. What about when his left guard gets a girl pregnant? Or what about when they ask him, hey, what are the kids eating on dining hall? Like, that's the stuff college coaches have to deal with.
Right.
That's the part I think people don't think about, that college stuff, man. All my buddies that got into college coaching, they all tell me, bro, it is a 24/7 job. These kids texting you, your AD texting you, your position coaches texting you. Like, this is a full-time
job. I mean, you get a little bit of it in high school, and you're a coordinator.
You see me always over there writing down stuff, texting on the threads and all. Yeah, hey, what do you want to do here? And we're at practice right now. What time is it? Yeah, any moment a coach texts me, hey, in this Patriot hang, what do you want to do with the Sam? And I have to answer him. And I'm in high school. This is high school football. I would not coach college until my kids are in college.
Right.
Because you'll miss too much time with your children.
No, you check out of life.
You have to.
And you check into college football.
Deion is a multi-millionaire. He has businesses. He has a lot of ventures. He has beautiful old ladies.
I mean, Magic Johnson did it in L.A., right? I mean, he realized, like, it's just not as much fun as it's cracked up to be.
Do I want to check out of my life? Because I like the way you put that. You have to check out of your life to go be a head coach, too? Come on, man. He don't want to do that crap.
Hey, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. November 16th, that is next week, it's our dribble drive against cancer, And we've got the Dribble Drive Challenge. It goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and then there's the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you can form a team right now, or you could donate at heathelpcure.org. This is a huge event. We raise a lot of money every year. Heathelpcure.org is the website. Let's get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The highly anticipated quarterback matchup we've all waited for this season. Patrick Mahomes is back versus Ryan Tannehill.
I like Omar's assertion better, that if it was Matt Moore versus Ryan Tannehill, there's more excitement for Dolphins fans.
Damn, that is true.
It really would be funny, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll watch Mahomes
Who's
and Tannehill
better?
Anyway. Who, Matt Moore or Tannehill?
Yeah. Since you have to breathe hard, that means it's not an easy answer.
I feel like they're comfortable throwing deep with Matt Moore. Like Andy Reid is – I feel like Andy Reid is more comfortable with Matt Moore than any head coach has been with Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
Right?
But like, is it Andy's offense or is it Matt
Moore? I think
Moore?
Andy's offense has a lot to do with it. There.
That's the thing. Somebody asked me that question. Who's better?
Put Tannehill in that on that Kansas City team.
Oh, he would ball out.
He would ball out.
Tonight, the Heat are in L.A. They're the second night of their back-to-back. They beat the Suns last night. Tonight, they'll have Anthony Davis and LeBron James. That's at 10:30 p.m. The Lakers are favored by 8.5.
Yeah, I'll be watching that tonight, as many people in South Florida will.
We, of course, have some big football matchups tomorrow, starting with the Canes, their final home game of the season. They host Louisville, 3:30 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium.
Senior day.
Shula Bowl is at 6 p.m. tomorrow, FIU versus FAU.
Pause
FAU.
Up, Papa, for Pause you. Up. I'm a proud Boca Ratonian.
Wow.
So let's go Owls.
Big matchup here.
Yeah, you want to have a little wager on it? Little wager?
There we go.
Hey, let's run it.
All right, let's run it. All right, if FAU wins, I cut off your man bun.
Hmm.
If FIU wins, I'll grow a man bun.
I think that's a lose-lose for everybody.
Not for me. I was enjoying that. This would be great.
I will have that man bun grown by 2037. That's called a swoop. That will be a legit swoop.
You're comfortable betting against FIU?
Am I comfortable betting against FIU? Yeah, why wouldn't I be comfortable betting? What? I'm like trying to, what? Are they Alabama all of a sudden? What are you talking about?
Man. Questionable.
Okay.
Speaking of Alabama, they host number 2 LSU. It's a matchup of the second and third ranked teams in the nation. That's at 3:30 p.m. The Crimson Tide is favored by 6 at home.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett is still a game time decision with that knee injury. Dolphins Colts on Sunday at 4 p.m. Not at 1, but at 4 p.m. And finally, Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
Is that true? Shrimp Daddy? I like
that.
That was Lil Wayne's real name?
I like that.
Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
I like
Before Hot Boys and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bling,
That's
bling.
Excellent. I mean, that lends itself to owning a restaurant at some point, right? Shrimp Daddy's?
Yes, that makes a lot of
Colin
sense.
Colin Cowherd opened a sports bar. Now, how did he open a burger joint before I did? The Hockman Burger has followed me for years.
Mm-hmm.
I am missing out on this. Who wants to open a restaurant with my name on it and you take all the financial risk? Text in 67974.
I'm looking over here.
Also, the Hurricanes basketball team, they host FAU
tonight
in
right.
Coral Gables at the Watsco Center. I believe they're a big, big favorite tonight. I'd have to look at this for sure, but I would imagine they're a big, big favorite. Go ahead, give us weather, and I'll tell you what the odds are.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida. It is partly cloudy. Of course, that cold front should be in Florida tonight, so it's going to drop down to around 71 or 72
Woo!
Degrees tonight in SoFla.
Hurricanes are 12-point favorite over FAU tonight.
At 8 p.m., around 8, 9 p.m., there's going to be some clouds moving in to the South Florida location. So beware of that. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
Penny Hardaway, people are texting in. Penny Hardaway did it. Transition from being a superstar into a head coach, very successful head coach.
At Memphis, yeah. And he had really no coaching experience before that.
They did a piece on him on College Game Day last week because they were out there. Yeah, it's one of the few stories, though, right?
And I don't know if I'm speaking out of line, but I think basketball is a lot easier than football.
I would agree wholeheartedly. You're talking about a much less number of kids.
15 compared to 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just all you got to do. And now it's all AAU. With basketball, it's all AAU recruiting. Right. Football, you literally have to go into a little itty-bitty-ass town in Tennessee somewhere to meet one kid.
Right.
Then if he says, nope, I don't like Florida State, now you ride all the way back to the damn airport.
And in basketball, you need just one kid.
That's
right?
True, too. Yep. And you're kind of – you don't have to be even have to be that the father figure that we were talking about because you kind of know they're going to be one and done.
Yes. And with Penny – I can teach you how to play basketball because of how basketball is played. Like, what's Deion going to do for an offensive guard?
That's fair. A quarterback.
Like, Deion, if I was a corner, I would love to go play for Deion Sanders as a defensive back. You're a linebacker? Deion, you didn't hit anybody. You were known to not like physicality. What are you going to teach me about tackle? Like, this Deion thing, I hope it doesn't go through. Deion will be frustrated at this.
Anything else, Solana?
That's it.
All right, Devon Godshaw is scheduled to join us in about 15 or 20 minutes, so we're excited to talk to him from the Dolphins. Guys, Men's.com has had tremendous success helping our listeners, and they're now offering, listen to what I'm about to say here, they're now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis for free. For free. I've been talking about this for a while now. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost, and now are even offering your first month free. How can they do this? Well, Men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. They deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There are no trips to the doctor or embarrassing conversations. And the Men's.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. They're even located in the U.S. We're headed into the weekend here. If you've got that in the back of your head, a problem, right? Because it's easy to put off your needs. You work hard. You worked hard all week. You've got family obligations. Don't put this off any longer. Take 15 minutes for yourself. It's no big deal. You can enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Men's.com and get your first month free. Treat ED easily. Get your first month free. Free with Men's.com. You'll thank me later on this one. Just go to the website. It's FDA approved, Men's.com. That website, MENS.com, Men's.com. Take a quick break in about 15 or 20 minutes, too. Devon Godshaw scheduled to join us here on Hockman and Crowder. Working closely towards 5 o'clock and that 5 o'clock happy hour. I have a little treat for you in this segment. Before I get to it, though, if you listen to this show, you know how much I love Caneswear in Davie. If you're like me and you bleed orange and green, Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. It's more than a store. It's an experience. So tomorrow is the last official home game for the Hurricanes, and they've got extended hours this weekend. So tonight, Caneswear in Davie is open till 8 p.m. They are open till 8 p.m. tonight. They're open tomorrow, 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. They are open Sunday, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Canes are wearing green jerseys tomorrow, by the way. So if you need a green jersey or something green, Caneswear has you covered. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats. They got them in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're your tailgating headquarters. They're the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives. You get them all under one roof there. They've got an amazing selection. So if you want Hurricanes merchandise, they got you covered. If you want Dolphins merchandise, no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. They've got a huge amount of Florida Panthers merchandise as well. So sometime tonight or this weekend, you get on over to Caneswear. They're located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They're always open at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. And I'll probably be there Monday because we do the show at Twin Peaks in Davie on Monday, and it's right down the street.
I tell my Gators, or if you're not a Canes fan, but you're a South Florida person, I go to Caneswear to get my Dolphin stuff, my Panther stuff. So yes, the name is Caneswear, but I do sneak in there every night.
And they do have some nasty Gator stuff in there too, and some nasty FSU stuff.
If you want to
show out the hate. So we brought on Lee Sterling in the 3 o'clock hour. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. He did not join us this week because he's out of town. He's traveling. He will be back next week. The last few weeks, we have brought on Jen Figueroa. We call her J Fig here at the radio station, and we've brought her on to make picks. She's literally killing the show. The whole idea was you bring on someone who's not much of a gambler.
Yeah,
I said this. You go to Vegas at a craps table. This always happens. Someone is standing there, and she's never played craps before, and you go, you roll for me. And she rolls for 45 minutes, or she's hovering over the roulette table, and you go, hey, what number do you like? Oh, 27? Okay, and boom, 27. Like, it just, novice gamblers always get lucky. Jen Figueroa is the, what do they say, the outlier?
Yes.
Like, it's very consistent.
She is very consistent.
That's a good way to put it.
Consistently bad. Last week, she went 1-2. She had the Hurricanes plus the points last week. They won straight up. But she had the Jets laying the points against the Dolphins. That was a loser. And she had the Florida Gators getting the points. And that was a loser as well.
Sorry,
so
Jen.
She has not had a winning week on this show. This week, this is an old movie, Meatballs. This is the year that Fink beats the stomach. This is the week that J Fig breaks the curse. Jen Figueroa, the Lakers tonight are hosting the Miami Heat. And I know you're a big Heat fan. The Heat are in LA. They're getting 8 points. Do you like the Heat getting the points or the Lakers laying the points?
I'm going for the Heat.
I know you're going for the Heat.
Yes.
Are you picking the Heat?
I'm picking the Heat.
You are picking the Heat. So the Heat plus 8. There you go.
Yes.
Heat plus 8 tonight. The Miami Hurricanes tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium, they are giving the Louisville Cardinals 7 points. So the Hurricanes are 7-point favorites over Louisville tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. I feel an undefeated week coming for J Fig. I'm telling you, I feel an undefeated week coming.
Let's go. I'm cheering too.
Hurricanes laying 7 points against Louisville. Who you betting tomorrow?
UM. Yeah.
Laying the points.
Yes.
All right. There you go. And finally, on Sunday, the Miami Dolphins are 11.5-point underdogs at Indianapolis. It's a 4 o'clock game Sunday. Is it? Well, let me check.
Did it start like 15?
No, I don't think so. I think it was 12, right?
It was 12 last time we checked. Now it's 11.
All right, let me just double check exactly what the line is. I don't want a shortchange her on the hook.
I know. Give her the right information.
11.5 on our side. So it's 11.5. All right. So the Miami Dolphins are getting 11.5 points Sunday at Indianapolis. It's a 4 o'clock game, J Fig. Who are you putting your money on?
Oh, that's such a hard one. Indianapolis.
Yeah. The Coltses. Yeah. She's laying the money on the Coltses. Coltses minus the points. I happen to like that bet as well.
Yeah.
I think.
Remember this when you're going to trash me on text later.
I'm not going to trash you. I want you to win. I'm gonna bet your bets. All right. The payment J Fig gets for this. We bring Lee Sterling on. We promote his website. We bring Rob Pizzola on. We give you out his Twitter or whatever. Follow her on Instagram. That's her payment for this. Jen Figueroa on Instagram is consider the C. Huh? Don't ask. It's consider the SEA. Don't ask. Just follow her.
Huh?
J Fig. She is the show's biggest loser so far.
Consider the C, Crowder.
Consider the C, Crowder. But there is J Fig's picks for the week. She's got the Heat plus the points tonight. She's got the Hurricanes laying the points tomorrow. And she's got the Colts laying the points on Sunday. Good luck, J Fig.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Yeah, we are rooting for you. We need you to reverse the curse. We are rooting for you there. All right. So there it is. Jen Figueroa. We'll take a little break early because Devon Godshaw is scheduled to join us momentarily here. And we'll talk a little Dolphins and Alabama LSU with him. So looking forward to speaking with him.
Are y'all good with money? Are you financially educated? If you don't answer these questions fast and say yes, you got to get to Dade County Federal Credit Union. They have 11 branches throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939, and they're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Join the credit union today and get free access to money management and financial education services. DCFCU offers savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and Dade Auto Desk. I love this. It's a free auto buying service that makes it easy to buy. The auto buying experience, easy, simple, and effective. You know all the hoops they make you jump through in that foolishness. The Dade Auto Desk, or DAD, makes it so much easier. And then there's the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking in honor of the 1972 Perfect Season. Great benefits of the DCFCU Perfect Checking is savings. Automatic debit card savings. They automatically transfer from your DCFCU savings account to your debit purchases. ATM reversals. They will give you $10 per month on ATM reversal fees and ID Safe Choice identity theft recovery services. Applying is easy. Apply online at dcfcu.org/perfect, but get to dcfcu.org so you can get that financial education and get better with your money. Let Dade County Federal Credit Union help you.
All right. Hopefully, Devon Godshaw from the Dolphins, he's going to be there next. Devon Godshaw? All right, cool. We'll talk some Dolphins, some Alabama LSU with Devon Godshaw next on Hockman and Crowder. It is a football Friday. Devon Godshaw's on the line there. That is cool. I'm excited. From the Dolphins, are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan and for more information, you can visit dolphins.com/experiencefins. dolphins.com/experiencefins. Devon Godshaw, in his third season with the Dolphins, registered a sack last week against the Jets. Yep. And Godshaw, for those that you, those of you that may not know, we talked about him last week. He's one of the good guys, always charitable, right? Always giving of his time. Got the Chowdown Foundation, did the event at Funky Buddha, and so he played college football at LSU, and they've got a pretty big game tomorrow. So there's a lot to talk with him about, and he's on the line. Hello, Devon.
What's up, boss? How you guys doing?
We're good. We're excited about a lot of things in sports this week. We got a Heat and Lakers tonight, and obviously you guys are playing the Colts on Sunday. But the big game is tomorrow, Alabama and LSU. You went to LSU. Now, have you been able to watch a lot of them this season?
Oh, of course, man. Come on, of course.
So you'll be watching the game tomorrow, or are you guys traveling?
Yeah, we'll be traveling a little bit, you know, kind of upset about it, you know, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to catch like probably like the second quarter. I mean, second half for sure.
So, do you have a prediction that you want to make? We've been talking about it kind of all day, just little bits and pieces here, but LSU is a 6-point underdog right now to Alabama. Yeah.
I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a close game. I think LSU might, you know, LSU will pull away late. You know, I think it'll be, my prediction is 31-24 LSU.
And Devon, you talking about LSU, when people ask me questions about the craziest fan base, bro, the nastiest, the talk to you, the grimiest, I always tell people LSU. NFL all the way back to college and high school, the LSU fans are nasty. Do you, going to LSU, do you agree with that, or do you have another fan base that's nastier than y'all's fans?
I have to say LSU, you know, it gets crazy down there in Tiger Stadium, especially a night game. It gets crazy, you know, with the away opponent, you know, things get crazy. You know, I think it's, to me, you know, like, it's just like just playing. That was the best football atmosphere I ever played at. You know, it was crazy, just a night game in Death Valley, just any game, a 3:30 game. You know, it's just crazy. It's the best experience I ever had.
Bro, I played a night game, Death Valley, Sabins, the championship year. When they were 12-1, Florida ended up going to Death Valley and winning. I heard a damn bink. I heard bink, bink, bink on my helmet, and I looked down, and it was AAA batteries. They were throwing batteries at us. I said, bro, these people are nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy down there, man. It's crazy down there. I don't think they do that stuff no more, but they are crazy down there. It's a good crazy, though. It's a good crazy.
A good crazy.
I bet you think so.
I was going to say, good crazy if you're playing for LSU. Devon Godshaw is with us. Hey, so what do you think of Joe Burrow? There's obviously a lot of interest in the quarterbacks tomorrow with Tua and Joe Burrow. Have you watched much of Joe Burrow this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. I think he's the best quarterback in the NCAA, you know. That's just my guy. You know, Joe's my guy. You know, you have two good quarterbacks. You have a lot of good quarterbacks in the draft, you know. So, I mean, you know, each one, you know, is good. You know, I mean, you have, you know, your picks and your chooses, you know, but just my opinion. I just love Joe Burrow toughness, you know, like the things that he do, you know, running the ball, you know, on the play where you started at 3rd and 12, we need a first down. Joe's going to get the first down with his legs, taking a big hit. You know, it kind of reminds me of a guy like Fitzpatrick getting up, taking a big hit. You know, as a defensive lineman like that excites me, seeing my quarterback, you know, taking a hit and get back up and bounce back from it and going back to the next down and throwing a touchdown. I mean, that excites me. That's kind of the things I love about Joe Burrow.
Didn't you play for Ed Orgeron?
Yes, I did. Yes, sir.
Do you understand when he talks, really? Don't lie, bro. You understand every word that comes out of his mouth?
Yes, because I'm Cajun. I'm from Louisiana, so sometimes people don't understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of like the Louisiana thing, you know. Yeah, but I definitely understand it.
I've talked to you a number of times, bro. I understand every word. Ed Orgeron,
didn't Ed Orgeron, isn't he crushing Red Bulls before games and stuff?
Man, I know he's drank some Red Bulls before we go out to practice when he's supposed to be lying. You know, but you got to, at the end of the day, man, you got to love Coach O's energy, man. It's one of the best, you know. I mean that guy, you know, when I was in college and he was coaching me, you know, and I was getting ready, you know, like, to, you know, like when we was eventually, you know, like everybody go to college to play football. I mean, when people go to college to play football, you know, they have plans of going to the NFL. And, you know, he was telling me just about all the things about him coaching the NFL, things like that, like to be ready for it. And everything he said was true. You know, like don't, like, never get complacency, just stuff like that, just always trying to keep me on track. And, you know, like everything I used to think, like, man, this guy's been hard on me, but, like, in reality, like, this guy really was telling me the truth. Like, this guy was getting me ready for the next step. And that's why I think I'm so prepared at this level. When I came in my rookie season, you know, I was so prepared. I was so ahead of the game mentally because I was prepared with guys like him and Pete Jenkins.
Devon Godshaw is with us. Dolphins have the Colts on Sunday. You guys had to feel great after the win over the Jets last Sunday. We saw some video from the locker room. There was genuine joy there. And I'm guessing everyone felt great for Coach Flores.
Yes, this is his first win. I mean, you know, rookie head coach in the first year in the league, you know, I mean, this is his first win, so we was very excited for him, you know, but at the end of the day, I mean, this is one win, you know. I mean, we not satisfied with one win, you know. We feel like we gave a couple games away the last couple games, but, hey, we can't dwell on that, and we have to move forward and keep building.
But, yeah, Crowder went through a one-win season when he played for the Dolphins, a 1-15 season, and he always says, too, because there was a huge amount of celebration after that one win, and Crowder was like, what are you all doing? It's one win. But there were guys that dumped, you know, Gatorade on Coach Flores' head after the first win. But you guys feel like you're knocking on the door, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean, we just did it because it was his first win as a head coach. I mean, it always feels good to get the release off your back as a first-season head coach. Getting your first win within, 9 weeks in? I mean, getting your first win, I mean, that's always exciting. I mean, so we just wanted to get him, you know, get him a Gatorade bath for to have his first win. I mean, we're not going to give him another Gatorade bath for having the second win. So we expect to win, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we just wanted to get the, you know, he got the chip off his back. And, I mean, now, you know, he got his first win.
Oh, no, bro, and y'all like him. We had a first-time head coach, but we didn't like his ass, bro. That's why we didn't dump anything on him when we won. Man, Cameron, get your ass in the locker room and start working on the next week. It's so crazy.
Actually, now that you're saying that, there is a big difference because you guys kind of looked at Cam Cameron as you're the reason that we only have this one win. It came, week 10 or 11
like
12, or whatever?
Yeah, he came. We always talked about goofy stuff and team meetings.
But the team genuinely seems to like
– Cam coach at LSU, correct?
Yeah, goofy ass Cam. Did y'all call him that?
You talking about he was the offensive coordinator at LSU. He was offensive guy at the Dolphins.
No, he was the head coach of the Dolphins the year we went 1-15.
Okay, well he was the OC at LSU when the OC at LSU when I was there.
Yeah, I think he came after that he went to LSU. But yeah, man, he would say silly stuff like son of a big buck. He wouldn't cuss. We get whooped by 40. He would come in and say, fellas, that was a heck of a game. Bro, we lost by 30. What are you talking about, heck of a game? Yeah, he was goofy.
That was his only season as a head coach, yeah. Devon. That was it. He was one and done and never sniffed a head coaching position again. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So goofy-ass Cam didn't follow him to LSU, I guess, then. Man, I wish the nickname stuck.
Goofy-ass Cam.
Oh, man. He's funny, though.
Devon Godshaw is with us again in his third season with the Miami Dolphins. They've got the Colts on Sunday. We were fascinated all day yesterday by a question and answer session that one of your teammates did. So Dolphins social media, they do these question and answer sessions with different players, and they ask them, you know, your favorite movie, favorite this, favorite that. And yesterday they released released one with Devontae Parker yesterday. And they asked him, if you could only binge watch one TV show forever, what would it be? And Devontae's SpongeBob. I think you said that, Crowder. Didn't you think that he was going to be SpongeBob?
I think Omar said somebody.
Maybe
else
it was
said
Omar.
It,
yeah. But his answer was Friends. Now, is that shocking to you?
It's not. I mean, the boss is just a very. I mean, he's just a very relaxing person. I mean, he don't say much. I mean, you know, he don't. I mean, I was. You know, like this. You know, this week, as we played the Jets, you know, I saw him like had a big catch. And he kind of like stood over somebody and talking noise. And I'm like, that's Devontae doing that? You know, because like, he don't say much. I mean, Devontae is so quiet. But I mean, like when he speaks, I mean, he speaks about important things. But I mean, he don't really say much, though.
And one of the questions that they asked Devontae that blew my mind, his answer, the funniest guy on the team. And he said Mike Gesicki. And Mike Gesicki's a funny dude. He doesn't strike me as a funny guy.
Oh, he don't strike me as a funny guy either. I just think it was a quick question. He just wanted to answer. He just wanted those like, all right, hey, let me hear him get the hell up out of here type shit. I definitely don't remember Mike Gesicki as being a funny guy, but he's a good guy. But I definitely don't remember him as a funny guy. I probably would have said like a Xavier Howard or probably a Bobby McCain or somebody like that.
That's funny. So you are here to refute Devontae Parker's assertion that Mike Gesicki's the funniest guy on the Dolphins.
I mean, Mike is a great guy, but I don't hear Mike crack jokes. Mike's quiet. He's a quiet guy.
Now, they did a Q&A. Devon Godshaw is with us. They did a Q&A, the Dolphins, at the beginning of the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they asked him his favorite food.
God. That might be the funniest guy.
He's funny. He's interesting. He's interesting. But they asked him his favorite food, and his answer was chicken squares. Have you ever heard of chicken squares?
I've never heard of chicken squares. I've never heard of that.
We were mesmerized by this.
We did research. It's a handheld chicken pot pie.
I guess that's the type of meal you get when you go to Harvard, right?
I guess so. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it.
smart people.
Yeah, if it's reserved for Ivy League people, then yeah, for sure I've never heard of a chicken
squirt. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and all that.
All right, well, let's ask you some quickies here. Devon Godshaw is with us. Your favorite TV show of all time?
My favorite TV show of all time probably would have to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay. Nope. Favorite movie of all time?
A Friday, classic.
Original, yeah. First Friday.
R.I.P. Pop, man. R.I.P. Pop.
R.I.P.
Oh, man, we played a whole bunch of lines from John Witherspoon last week because yeah, he will be missed. Favorite food, your favorite food of all time?
Fish. Seafood, fish, I mean, whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Have you been to Shuck and Dive yet?
Come on, man, you can't ask that question. Yes, of course I've been to Shuck and Dive.
I'm about to say, bro, if you ain't been to Shuck and Dive, you ain't getting that Cajun food like Shuck and Dive anywhere else in South Florida.
You're talking about like New Orleans Cajun, like crawfish and stuff like that.
Oysters,
etouffee, yeah, fried fish with crawfish tails smothered all over. Yeah, I like all that.
You tell you eat when you say smothered. Anybody use the word smothered, that means they know how
smothered to eat. Smothered and etouffee. I'm all in on that.
What you know about that, man?
Bro, I was introducing people to Shuck and Dive 10 years ago, man. I love it over there.
What about Halloween just passed? What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy? I don't have a specific tip. I like my favorite candy period probably be like Reese's.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
Yeah, that's like my favorite.
And what's the last concert that you've seen?
The last concert I've been to was a Drake concert. That's when he performed at the American Airlines Arena. That's my last one.
All right, there you go. A little get to know you with Devon Godshaw, who I think has given us some good information, which is Mike Gesicki is not the funniest guy on the Dolphins. That's
no, I think Mike even tell you he's not the funniest guy. Like I say, Mike's a great guy. I mean, no underestimate Mike's a great guy. But so far as being funny, Mike, he just don't strike me as funny because he's quiet. He just don't say much.
I've been around him. Like, that's why I was so surprised when I heard him say his name. I was around him for hours, and he didn't say a word.
Is it possible?
Yeah, he's just a quiet guy, you know?
Is it possible that Devontae Parker's not funny, so he can't identify funny?
Devontae Parker got some little jokes with him, you know? He got some jokes with him, but, I mean, Mike Gesicki is the funniest guy. I don't know. I describe myself as being pretty funny, but I'd probably say Xavier Howard probably the funniest guy.
All right,
I wouldn't mind being around Godchild and Wilkins. It seemed like y'all can get going, bro. I don't watch y'all on the sideline. It seemed like you and Christian can get going if y'all get rolling.
Oh yeah, we can get rolling now. because he likes to play, I like to play, but I mean, yeah, we definitely can get going. We definitely can crack some jokes, yeah.
Right. Good luck on Sunday in Indianapolis, and we're rooting for you guys. Thank you, Devon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Devon Godshaw, again, are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled. An exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more information, you can go to dolphins.com/experiencefins. dolphins.com/experiencefins. He was good. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Mike Gesicki, not the funniest guy on the Dolphins. And Dan Day over there, he was fist pumping when Devon Godshaw was talking about New Orleans food and etouffee. And what. He was speaking to you, right?
Oh, crawfish etouffee, cracklins, jambalaya, gumbo, ooh, all that good stuff.
Cracklins.
Yeah, Dan Day, man, he's got Louisiana written all over him. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming next. Now, y'all know what that means. We are going to throw a party. Should I Instagram that live? Can I put that on Instagram live?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to Instagram live. Radio Mark Hockman is my Instagram. What's your Instagram?
At Alex.
You're
going to
be
Solana.
Busy back there, though, right?
Well, the thing is, like, you'll have your headphones in, so in your studio, you wouldn't be able to hear the music.
Oh, so maybe I'll give my phone to someone else
right.
then? All right, Dan, I'm going to give you my phone. Is that okay? Can you I'll give it to someone else. He already looks lazy. If I don't Instagram it live, it'll just be some video. I don't know. Radio Mark Hockman is the Instagram account because it's going to get funky in here at 5 o'clock. We're going to do it right.
Dan looked like me when a coach asked me to cover somebody I knew I couldn't cover. So, Crowder, you got Moss. What happened? Who? Me?
I have fallen in love with Cameron Hughes wine, and I know you will too. This is truly a game changer when it comes to enjoying a delicious bottle of wine. This is a bottle of wine maybe you've never had a chance to drink if it wasn't for Cameron Hughes, because you might stand in the wine aisle staring at hundreds of different bottles, and eventually you just settle on one. You don't know why. You hope for the best. That's what I do, right? Did you know that most of the wines sitting on that shelf are actually mass-produced by just 5 huge corporations? So there's a better way, and it's Cameron Hughes. Cameron Hughes goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe. They make deals for the best wines that he can find straight from the source. So you could think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer and sommelier. And now you can actually get your money's worth, right? Incredible wines from world-class wineries, and it gets delivered right to your door at the best prices in America. The wines are available online only. You can get them at chwine.com. chwine.com. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. You drink like a millionaire. There's Lot 686, an Alexander Valley Cabernet, 94-point platinum medal-winning smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. It's got a 5-star review average. Great deal right now, too. Cameron is offering 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code, Hochman, when you're checking out. That's H-O-C-H-M-A-N. You could save money and drink the best wine, wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 or more a bottle. You get it for a fraction of the cost. Go to chwine.com today to get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping. When you buy three or more bottles, you just got to enter my code, Hochman, at checkout. Go to chwine.com. Use the code Hochman for 20% off three bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door from chwine.com. All right, we're going to fire it up next on Hochman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.